live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. It's going to be a fun show today. We're going to open up talking to our friend Terry Davis from Yavapai Humane Society. She has some good news about spaying and neutering and a great buy on that, by the way. Also, a very nice program called A Big Fix that'll help military and low-income pet owners. And apparently also some bad news because there's been a recall of apparently tainted pet food. And if you're a pet owner, especially a dog owner, you'll want to stay tuned for that. And then we'll have two author interviews today. In the last few days, I have interviewed Lorraine Massey. She is a hairstylist who has written a wonderful book called Silver Hair. If you're a lady who has silver hair and you're afraid to let it grow out, wait till you hear what Lorraine Massey has to say. Basically, if you've got it, flaunt it. And another author interview after the news with Link. We will hear from Derek Thompson. He has written a book called Hitmakers. Essentially, it's what makes things popular in an age of distraction. Because he looks into, over the past 50 years, there have been numerous sensations that just kind of caught the wind and became wildly popular, and there are reasons for that. And he's got a really cool book that'll tell us all about that. Well, with the bad weather we are having, it's going to get worse tomorrow. I have a great idea for a way to spend your weekend and the next few days. How about a movie? You want some great movies to choose from. You know, I've always said that we're very fortunate here in Northern Arizona to have the Harkins 14 Theater in Prescott Valley. Now, I lived in Southern California for 10 years, and I'm a big movie buff. There is no better movie theater in the Southwest, including Southern California, than the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Plus, it's a lot more affordable, believe me. Now, coming up over the next 6 days, you know, the Oscars are coming up a week from Sunday, March 4th. Yeah, the Oscars with Jimmy Kimmel. And yesterday, if you heard yesterday, I was reciting all of the top six nominees in the big categories, including the 9 Best Picture nominees. Well, over the next 6 days, maybe 7 days, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is going to screen all 9 Best Picture nominees. Now, it might be just one per day in some cases, or twice a day, or maybe a couple of these films will only show once or twice during that 7-day period. But make sure you go to HarkinsTheaters.com, click on the Prescott Valley Theater, and see what times the 9 Best Picture nominees will all be shown over the next 7 days, because you want to be informed if you're going to watch the Oscars and know what they're talking about. Hey, speaking of great movies, the Elks Theater in Prescott, always a great place to see a tribute concert. Well, it becomes an old-fashioned movie theater this weekend, because Friday evening they will be showing Casablanca, the Humphrey Bogart classic with, of course, Ingrid Bergman and Paul Henreid. And on Sunday they will screen Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner. And in between Saturday evening, yeah, those tribute concerts, the Saturday evening special is the Linda Ronstadt Stat tribute sung by Laura Berger. So don't miss the Elks Theater this weekend. Also, and take in some of those Best Picture nominees at the Harkins over the next 7 days. You will not regret that. Also coming up this Friday and Saturday at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, it's the Vagina Monologues. 7:30 performances Friday and Saturday. This is the Eve Ensler play, the Vagina Monologues. All the proceeds from the play and the silent auction will go to Prescott Area Shelter Services. It'll be staged Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Davis Learning Center on the ERAU campus. And remember, it benefits Prescott Area Shelter Services, one of whose directors, Katie Norris, will be here on the show, I believe, next Tuesday. So let's get it started. We're going to talk to Terry Davis about the Humane Society coming up in just a moment on today's edition of Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
One drive in a Subaru and you'll want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. Subaru is Kelley Blue Book's 2017 most trusted brand and best overall brand. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that will make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Visit Finley Subaru Prescott, your community partner, offering 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
2017 Kelley Blue Book brand image awards are based on the brand watch study from Kelley Blue Book Strategic Insights. Award calculated among non-luxury shoppers. More information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company. ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values and depreciation data. www.alg.com. 0% APR financing available for well-qualified applicants. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details and available 2018 models.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
As you hear me say so many times, great to have a friend on the show. That's certainly the case today. Terry Davis is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. Terry, it's cold outside. What can we do for our furry friends?
Well, we definitely want to keep an eye on them, and don't keep them out for too long when it's this cold. I mean, they get cold, too. They have fur, but you know what? It doesn't protect them as much as we think it does. So Keep an eye on them. Bring them inside. And, of course, make sure their water dish doesn't freeze.
We found that out the other day. We had forgotten how cold it was getting at night, and we let the dogs out, and they were trying to make sense of this bowl of frozen water.
Yeah. It happens.
And they're kind of
really
giving
does.
Me a dirty look like, you didn't know how cold it was? Are we doing something wrong here? So, yeah, they let me know about it. You know, we got some strange news the other day. I was reading the L.A. Times, and I saw a big story that the J.M. Smucker Company, you know, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good, right? Who knew they were a dog food company, too? Well, they're pulling back shipments of several varieties of their wet can gravy train, Kibbles and Bits, Skippy, and Old Roy, the Walmart brand of dog foods, because somehow, of all things to get into pet food, the euthanasia drug, pentobarbital, got into its supply chain. And they don't think it's going to cause any serious problems, but if you have a dog whose health is not real good or something, or they eat a lot of this, I guess it could be a problem. Does the Humane Society get notices like this if there's been a recall of pet food?
We often do, and of course we're always looking to make sure, because oftentimes if pet food is damaged like that, they'll recall it. And we also want to keep an eye on our pets to make sure that they don't have any reactions to it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hear about it and you see that your pet's kind of lethargic or they're vomiting or they have diarrhea, you know, look up their pet food and make sure that that pet food is safe, because it's not just these companies. I know there was a salmonella outbreak as well with another company, and they're recalling a lot of their foods too. And that's actually dangerous for people that are handling the food as well as dogs. So it's pretty serious.
Yeah, that salmonella scare came from dog food and treats that are manufactured by Raws for Paws, Red Barn Pet Products, and Smokehouse Pet Products. They recalled about 4,000 pounds of its 5-pound and 1-pound tubes of ground turkey pet food. And then, like you said, a risk to humans as well as for the pets. You know, I remember last year, I think we talked about it, there was a scare because of some items, pet toys, that were manufactured in China. And they don't have the strict manufacturing standards we have here. So some dogs and cats were getting sick from chewing on these toys because of his lead-based paint, things like this, some other chemicals we wouldn't allow. And, you know, you think you're getting a bargain sometimes when you buy a pet toy, and it could make them sick, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stick with what you know, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
Safe products.
Well, we do have some good news today. You know, every year, something like 6 to 8 million cats and dogs end up in the shelter system because their parents were not fixed. How can we alleviate that, and how can we save money doing that?
Oh my gosh, isn't that a staggering number? It's just so shocking that 6 to 8 million animals come into the shelter. That's just in the United States. But February is National Spay-Neuter Awareness Month, so if we can get our dogs spayed and neutered, we can bring that way down. There's a study that says that one unfixed cat and its mate and all of their offspring, if they aren't fixed, could equal 11 million cats in just 9 years. So it adds up really, really fast. And to help combat that, our Spay Neuter and Wellness Clinic is having 20% off spay neuter surgeries if you guys book in February. So you don't have to have your pet spayed or neutered in February, but if you call during February, you can take advantage of this offer, and you can book in March or April or whenever.
And spay and neuter, which is male, which is female?
So spay is female and male is neuter.
Well, I was neutered back in 1987. It worked wonders. It was, I mean, it cost $200, but it was worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's going to cost you a lot less at the Humane Society, just a fraction of that.
There we go. What a way to spend my money. There we go.
So it's only 74 dogs, starting at 70. Depending on how much your dog weighs. And for cats, it's going to start at just 43, and you take 20% off of that.
Oh, wow.
It's a great deal. And of course, all the proceeds from our clinic goes back to helping homeless pets. So you can not only save money, but you can feel really good about it.
And you do have an ideal age for spaying and neutering, don't you?
Yeah. So most experts agree that about 8 to 10 weeks for puppies. I know I hear a lot of 6 months. That's kind of a myth, actually. So the younger, the better. And I mean, for cats, they can become pregnant at 4 to 6 months. So we want to make sure that we get them fixed too. It's kind of shocking when you hear that number, but yeah, so get them fixed early as well. And they can also be spayed and neutered around 8 weeks.
Now, what are some of the other benefits of spaying and neutering your pets? They have behavioral changes
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Absolutely. So it can stop roaming. So if you have a dog or a cat that's constantly at your door trying to get out, those are natural urges to mate a lot of times. So if you get them spayed or neutered, that's going to stop. Also, spraying and marking, which is pretty popular.
Yes.
That will definitely reduce that. And it reduces aggression in a lot of animals, too. So it's really good all the way around for your pet.
What's this little word I heard around Valentine's Day? Something happened at the shelter?
Yes, we are so excited because on Valentine's Day last week, we had our very first doggy wedding. And Oreo and Violet were married in holy matrimony, is what we're saying.
Holy matrimony.
We just love puns. They tied the leash.
Oh, boy. They tied the leash. Keep it coming.
Yeah,
okay.
And they exchanged collars instead of exchanging rings.
Exchanging
and so
collars.
It was really, really special. We'd never done anything like this before, but Violet came in September, and she was really shy, and she would kind of hide in the back of her kennel. And so she wasn't getting any attention. And about 4 weeks later, in came Oreo, who was just the opposite. He was up front in that kennel, and he was getting your attention, and not quite obnoxious, but he was pretty outgoing. Mm-hmm. So our behaviorist thought, you know, maybe we could have these guys meet each other, and maybe that might help both of their personalities. And what happened was, Oreo calmed down and Violet got more confidence. And so now they're actually kenneled together, after their weddings. When you walk by their cage, they're both happy, happy dogs. And we're really hoping to get them adopted together. They'll come with a marriage certificate and some wedding photos.
Oh my gosh. This is just too cute for words.
Right. We will do anything to get, you know, dogs into the right home. So we mm-hmm. were more than happy to do this. On their wedding day, we actually had doggy safe cupcakes that were home baked that each of our kenneled guests got that day. So each of the puppies got a reward that day, the day of the wedding. And, of mm-hmm. course, Oreo and Violet had their own bone-shaped wedding cake that was dog-safe. And the people also got a little bit of a treat. So it was a really fun day and a way to draw attention to these two really special dogs.
Oh, sweet. You know, you may have heard me at the start of the show talking about the Best Picture movie nominees that are being shown at the Harkins the next week. I bet you guys at the Humane Society are really relieved that there's not a great big blockbuster film featuring a dog, aren't you?
It is such a relief. You know, that's pretty much, we get a lot of whatever breed the dog is the following couple years because people see it as a way to make mm-hmm. money, which is sad because, you know, dogs are not there to make money. They're there to be our companions, and we have a lot of dogs without homes that are mm-hmm. just as good of a companion as, you know, the animals that mm-hmm. we see on TVs and movies. So it is a huge relief.
You know, last week I was on Sandy Moss's TV show for Valentine's Day, and I was doing a feature on the most romantic movies. And there are different ways of love. We all know that. And the love, the bond between a human and a pet. Most movies are about how much we love our pet. This one was about how much our pet loves us.
Aww.
It was a Richard Gere film with Jason Alexander and Joan Allen called Hachi, A Dog's Tale. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not heard of it.
It's based on a true story that happened in late Japan in the 1920s. This businessman, he lived pretty far out from the city. And he would take the train into the city every day for his job. And they came upon I think it was a husky, that would follow him to the train station. And then every day would figure out it was about 5 o'clock. The train should be arriving. He walked back to the train station, wait for dad to get off the train. They walk
wow,
home together. Did this
special.
For years. Well, then a tragedy occurred. The man died at work. Whew. For the next 9 years, that dog walked to the train station every morning.
Oh, is that right?
And went back there at 5 o'clock hoping he'd come home.
That's hard.
9 years.
Wow.
And at that train station in Japan where the actual story occurred, they have a statue of Hachi, of that dog.
What a special dog.
I'm amazed I got through that without breaking up.
I know,
I mean,
I have a lump in my throat.
Oh, my
that.
Goodness. Yeah, it's called Hachi, A Dog's Tale. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Richard Gere, Joan Allen, Jason Alexander. Just a wonderful film. And it's, like I said, based on a true story. And several years ago, since we were talking Oscars, several years ago, a black and white silent film called The Artist won Best Picture. And it featured a dog named Uggie. It was a Jack Russell Terrier. And when they made the announcement it won Best Picture at the Oscars, Uggie joined the cast up on the stage. And what I found out, quite to my surprise, was that Uggie was living about 3 miles from me when I was living in Encino.
Kidding.
Uggie and his owner lived in Van Nuys. And I tried so hard to contact him and just to see Uggie.
Yeah.
Because we all want to see movie stars, right?
Right. Kind of
and
a big deal.
Yeah, and Uggie's done so many commercials and TV shows and stuff. You'd recognize him if you saw him. And he finally had to retire Uggie because of hip dysplasia, a very common affliction, of course, for dogs. Mm-hmm. And sadly, we lost Uggie about a year ago. But he was a big star.
Wow,
and,
how cool.
And it's funny because he's so distinctive. He knows he was a star. His owner says, oh, yeah, he's strutting. He knows when that camera's on.
It's amazing how intuitive animals are.
Oh,
you know, we
boy.
Don't give them enough credit, for sure.
Hey, how can people contact contact you or contact the YHF thrift store.
Excellent. So give us a call, 928-445-2666. 107 is me, and I'll be happy to talk about anything with you. Mm-hmm. But our website also has some great information, and that's yavapaihumane.org or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Yavapai Humane Society. We have lots of fun stories on there mm-hmm. about adoptions and how pets are doing and how you can help.
Okay, and don't forget that spay-neuter clinic. It's a great buy for your pets and for your peace of mind. Terry Davis, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. We've got two authors coming up. In between will be News with Link. That's coming your way next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Event Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families, as well as older adults. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Sun's basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's Golden Ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your Golden Ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real Golden Ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
The 2018 Tacoma TRD Pro is not for the faint of heart. Starting with a quarter-inch thick aluminum skid plate, protecting crucial components. A cat-back exhaust adds a raspy note to announce your arrival. TRD-tuned Fox internal bypass shocks provide more clearance and fade-free performance, making the roughest terrain feel like a smooth ride in the 2018 Tacoma. Lease an all-new 2018 Tacoma SR5 4x4 double cab for $279 a month for 36 months, or 1.9% for 60 months. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott Quad City Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. And in February, we'll be donating $100 for every vehicle sale to the Findlay Toyota Prescott Educational Endowment Fund. Shop online anytime at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 documentation fee. Lease model 7540 for 36 months with $3299 due signing. Security deposit waived. Monthly payment for every $1,000 financed at 1.9% for 60 months is $1748. Offer expires June 28, 2018.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. You know, there comes a time in every woman's life when she has to decide whether to let nature take its course and go gray or silver. Well, Lorraine Massey and Michelle Bender, who advocated for the once unfashionable curly hair in their surprise bestseller Curly Girl, have now written the manifesto for women seeking to embrace their natural beauty. So, Lorraine Massey, the name of the book is Silver Hair. Let me ask you this. How do you know if you're ready to transition from fully coloring your hair to embracing more of your natural color?
do you know? Okay, so this is all kind of personal, you know, but I know there's a lot of women out there saying, oh, I would love to stop coloring my hair. I would love to get my time back. I'd love to get my money back. I would love to not have to put all these chemicals on my hair. So I think you know when it's time, when you're finding yourself constantly complaining, feeling like coloring your hair is that time of the month, and that you're going every 3 weeks, you know, when you start to see your little silver showing through. So I think you might be ready, but it might be daunting. I can feel everyone feeling uncomfortable right now, but it doesn't have to be cold turkey. You can do it slowly. You can enjoy the journey of uncoloring, you know, start to go a little bit lighter, start putting highlights in your hair, just put in a rogue streak, you know, allowing one piece of silver to show and dye the rest. It doesn't have to be daunting.
Do you find the fact that so many young female celebrities are now dyeing their hair silver and adding some very, very bright colors, do you think that makes it easier for older women to embrace their natural color?
Yes. Thank you. This is exactly what the point is. It's like, if you could only understand what is going on in the hair industry right now, it's so exciting when it comes to color. So all these young girls are dyeing their hair silver because they want your hair. And but the thing is, it's such an elusive color. You're only seeing the gorgeous pictures on Instagram and, you know, the glamour shots, but you don't see them three days later where the silver toner has already faded and, you know, the hair's come, you know, become a different type of color. So the upkeep is actually unsustainable, you know. A lot of women that do the silver dye, and usually it probably lasts a year because the upkeep, like I say, is so intense and it's really expensive too. So, and that's why you start to see all the different pastels and candy colors, because the silver is a really hard one to attain. So usually after you've done the silver, you'll start seeing candy colors because, like you say, it's so much easier to put the pink and the purples and the other hues on there after that. But what I'm saying is that all these gorgeous silver ladies have it naturally. They've got it.
And, if you've got it, flaunt it.
Yes, but I think, do you know what really is very, very hard is the uncoloring process. So they're already in the color process now and they want to get out, but getting out is really hard. It has to grow out or it has to be cut out. And a lot of women who are thinking of going silver, they might not be thinking, oh, I'm going to cut my hair as well. It's just too much for you to bear. You know, you've got to do it the way you feel comfortable doing it. And it's not about letting go, letting yourself go. It's about letting go. And some of us, we defend why we do it and why we can't do it too. We usually say, oh, no, my husband won't like it. My boyfriend won't like it. My kids won't like it. I don't have nice silver. I have horrible silver. My silver is, you know, everyone's got every excuse, but then that's okay. Then keep things at status quo, but don't complain.
Yeah.
But if you find yourself complaining, then you might want to just give it a try, you know.
Well, my sweetie here in Prescott, Arizona, she drives 90 miles once a month to Phoenix to have her hair done by her personal stylist. And because your publisher sent me an advanced copy of the book, I had her take the book to her stylist. Her stylist just raised about your book, and she she is encouraging more and more of her clients to go silver because of your book.
Oh, do you know what? Thank you for that. I really needed that because I've been a bit, you know, I've wondered. I thought I'd probably get a lot of slack from hairdressers and colorists, you know, because they think, you know, what they thought with the Curly Girl book, I was trying to take business away from the blowout clients, because most blowout clients are usually curly girls, because naturally straight girls don't go for blowouts. So I thought a lot of colorists would get upset with me that they think that I'm trying to take business away, which I'm not. Because if you're a really, you know, you've had loyal clients, we've all had the most beautiful loyal clients, and I love to hear that they want to help the clients on this transition. And not, it's only one or two, you know, you're not going to have every client come in every day, you know, oh, sure. I want to. But they need you. They need you as their guiding light to help them uncolor. Really, it's hard.
And your book, Silver Hair, also has tips on revitalizing your wardrobe and makeup routines, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And it's so simple, too. It's actually less, you know. I know there's this really beautiful silver siren out there. Her name is Cindy. She has a stick. I think it's called Wow or Bam. I should know a bit more about that. But it's basically, it's this light, this little stain. So you can put it on your lips, you put it on your cheeks, you can put it on your eyelids. I think she puts a little bit under her chin. And honestly, her before and after, just with that, she looks amazing. It gives her a little brightness. And just keeping your palettes really different types of grays, gorgeous pops of pink, purples, blues. I mean, it really is all about, it's all a personal style. But keeping it, you tend to have a bit more fun, actually, when you go silver, because your palette goes actually with a lot of things. I mean, every true silver siren I know who I've talked to, they just have the best time. They say they get compliments all day long, and they wish that they did it sooner. That's what I hear most of. The journey is hard.
And the Phoenix hairstylist I mentioned, she also just loves the fact that your book talks about the best cuts to help that process along.
Oh, that's great. It's only because, well, most of the ladies in the book, there are no, I've not got anyone who's like blown out or Farrah Fawcetted or those curling irons. Everyone in the book is really authentically, that's their hair. So very naturally straight, naturally wavy, naturally curly, naturally coily. It's their own texture. So even just having your own texture and having a tailored haircut towards your texture looks modern. I think that looks modern. I think blowout and sinewy ends, I think that's aging. That makes the hair look like it's in really bad condition. And you could be any age, any color, that could look, you know, not so great. So it's not just about the silver hair, it's just about having great conditioned hair too. And when you go towards the texture, your natural texture that you have. So basically, it's really just looking and saying, okay, I'm not going to run after hair that doesn't belong to me anymore. Let me see what my own hair does, what my own garden is doing under there. I haven't seen it maybe ever. And let's see, and then we go from there.
The name of the book?
It's really just about letting go, not letting yourself go.
The name of the book is Silver Hair by Lorraine Massey with Michelle Bender. How can our listeners get a copy of Silver Hair?
You go to Amazon or workman.com or curlyworld.com, which is my new company.
Very good. Lorraine Massey, thank you for the wonderful book Silver Hair. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program, and you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Recent sightings of the Lynx Lake Monster confirmed. That's not fake news, that's lake news. The Lynx Lake Cafe is back open Thursday through Sunday, with the return of prime rib dinners on Thursday nights, the fish fry on Friday nights, and European Saturday nights. This just in from our correspondent on the scene. What's the story, Bob?
Breakfast at 8, lunch at 11 every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's the Lynx Lake News from Lynx Lake Cafe. Anything but ordinary on the north shore of Lynx Lake in the Prescott National Forest. Stay tuned for more lake news from the Lynx Lake Cafe.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Threats made by high school students in the Humboldt and Chino Valley Unified School Districts are being investigated by police. Prescott Valley Police Sergeant Jason Kaufman says threats were made by a 15-year-old Bradshaw Mountain High School student Tuesday afternoon.
It was determined that the alleged suspect stated, "I might as well shoot up the school and take out as many people as possible because there is no point in living." The student was interviewed by Prescott Valley Police detectives and admitted to making dark jokes, but denied any intention of carrying out the alleged threats.
A student overheard the conversation and reported it. Potential charges have been submitted to the Ovpie County Juvenile Court System for review. At Chino Valley High School, students reported a male student making comments about shooting up the school yesterday morning.
We learned that the suspect was a 16-year-old former Chino Valley High School student now attending a school in Prescott. We requested Prescott Police Department locate the 16-year-old student and detain him for us while we sent an officer in to transport him out here to Chino Valley for our investigation.
Police Lieutenant Vince Sean explains the suspect has revealed more than a month ago when he attended Chino Valley High School, he jokingly made statements about shooting the school up and killing himself. He has been referred for mental health evaluation and counseling. The matter will be reviewed by the Ovpie County Attorney's Office for charges. The Northern Arizona Suns continue their winning ways on the road.
The Suns were in Tennessee last night to take on the Memphis Hustle following the All-Star break. Northern Arizona dropped 40 points in the first quarter to take a 15-point lead. That lead would increase to 17 before the Hustle made a comeback. They got within 4 points and took a 1-point lead in the final quarter. Guard Archie Goodwin went to the free throw line when the game was tied and made one of those shots, giving the Suns the 120-119 win. This marks the Northern Arizona Suns' sixth straight victory. They wrap up their four-game road trip against the Texas Legends at 6:30 tomorrow night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Snow showers expected tonight and tomorrow should clear up by the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 26 in the Prescott area tonight with a high of 35 tomorrow and a high of 41 on Saturday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 45 and a high on Saturday of 50. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
2018 is well underway, and we've got the deals to get you on your way. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. Right now, you can get 20% off 2018 Chevy Silverados, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Get a new 1500 crew cab, four-wheel drive LT with an MSRP of $48,100 for only $37,798. That's over $10,000 in savings. Chevrolet is also offering savings this month on brand-new Tahoes. You can get a 2018 Chevy Tahoe for only $43,998. Chevrolet's award-winning family of cars is also on sale with a 2018 Chevy Cruze for only $15,998, or move up to a Chevy Malibu for just $4,000 more. That's a Chevy Malibu for $19,998 or Cruzes for only $15,998. Right now at Lamb Chevrolet's Winter Clearance. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your Saturday morning happy place. We want to get you out to enjoy the beautiful state of Arizona, help you make your garden grow, and your trees provide cooling shade and something to eat. We like to lend a hand to your home improvement questions with the Top Home Resources website at rosieonthehouse.com. We'd like you to start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQ&A.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Hey, if you've ever wondered how a mega hit movie or song or app or product came out of nowhere and became a word of mouth success in today's crowded media environment, you're missing the real story. Well, you know, Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic Magazine. He writes about economics and the media. He has a new book. It's called Hitmakers: How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. And Derek, you one of the main points you make in your book Hitmakers is the viral myth. What is that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, these days when a video or an article seems to go really, really big, really, really quickly, we default to saying, oh, that thing just went viral. Well, you know, it turns out that when data scientists have looked at the spread of a viral video or article, it turns out that the way that it moves throughout the internet actually doesn't resemble a virus at all. Instead, it resembles a virus of diffuse broadcasts. So what I mean is not a million one-to-one moments, the way that, say, measles might spread, but rather a handful of one-to-1 million moments as it hits maybe, you know, one popular celebrity's Twitter feed or some Facebook group that lots of people are a part of. And if we want to truly understand popularity, whether we're looking at a meme or a book or even an idea, it's important to focus on these moments of 1 to 1 million broadcasts, because that's truly how popularity spreads.
I see in your book that you say sometimes quality is insufficient for success, and I'm reminded of my days working at a record store decades ago where I asked a label man, why is this song a hit? And he said, it has nothing to do with quality. All you have to do is get played on major market radio every 2 hours, and a million people will find a way to like it. Is that true?
Was quite a sage. That is exactly right. That's what even academics will tell you. Academics, musicians, everyone will tell you that, of course, it's important to write a song that is good enough, that is catchy enough. But the fact is that there are 1,000 good enough, catchy enough songs for every 10 that become a hit that you and I could both name and the other one would recognize. And the difference between these products, the merely good enough and the actual hits, the difference is distribution. Mm-hmm. This is true clearly in music, where radio has for a long time been able to sort of dictate taste. But it's also true for all sorts of other products. Let's say you have made a movie or you have an idea for a nonfiction television show. Well, your challenge is not only to come up with a smart script and a smart idea, it's to find a distribution channel that will bring your show to millions of people, whether that's Netflix or Amazon or someone on pay TV. And so it's very important, if you're the sort of person listening to this interview who's trying to make something that's new, make something that's a success, don't just think about the product itself. Once you've made the product good enough, you've only done half the work. Mm-hmm. The next half the battle, and maybe the most important half the battle, is designing a smart distribution strategy to meet the right people.
Now, if anybody saw the Best Picture nominees, the 9 pictures the Oscar voters will vote on, if they see all the films, at least a couple of them, they'll say, that was a best picture. Well, you uncover in your book the hidden psychology of why we like what we like and the economics of cultural markets that shape our lives. Explain that.
So I think that it's really important to think about the oldest psychological principle in actually the discipline's history. And it's this idea called mere exposure effect. And mere exposure effect essentially says that as we are exposed to an idea over and over again, like a song on top 40 radio, we tend to like it more. So one of the most fundamental biases among all humans is a bias toward the familiar. This is clearly true in music, as you've said. It's true in movies. Every year this century, a majority of the top 10 films have been sequels, adaptations, and reboots. And it's true, I think, even in the realm of ideas and politics as well, that we don't necessarily like brand new ideas or brand new politicians. We like ideas and leaders who remind us of something that's a little bit nostalgic, remind us of something that's a little bit familiar. So again, I think your question, which is very well put, goes fundamentally to this point of our need to find new products that are sneakily familiar.
What do the best speech writers, in your opinion, have in common with, say, songwriters?
So the God particle of music, you could say, is repetition. You could take almost any sound and play it over and over at a common interval, and the brain just suddenly hears it as repetition. And clearly, you know, you worked at a record store, you know very well, your listeners certainly do too, that songs are just repetition after repetition. You need a repetition of rhythm to create a melody. You need choruses that repeat within the song in order to make the song catchy. And then, if you like the song, you do what? You put it on repeat. So repetition is very powerful in music. But it's also very powerful, I write, in rhetoric, in speech as well. You think about some of the most famous speeches of the 20th century. Let's take JFK's first inaugural address. The most famous line in that speech goes, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." Sort of A, B, B, A. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. A, B, B, A. And these same patterns of repetition that appear in song also appear in human speech, and they often explain why we fall for one idea or catchy jingle over another.
One of my favorite parts of your book, you say some of the most popular products in history were just one bad break away from utter failure.
That's true. It's certainly the case for Rock Around the Clock. Rock Around the Clock, which I'm sure everybody knows, came out in 1954. It was rejected by the American audience. And then it came out 1 year later in 1955, except this time not on the radio, but in a movie called Blackboard Jungle, which is a movie about juvenile delinquency. And it comes out in this movie, and it plays at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the movie. And then a few weeks after that, it becomes the number one song in the country. And so this is the incredible story about Rock Around the Clock, and I actually haven't even mentioned some of the most insane aspects of the story, but that's a general gist. You have the exact same product coming out in 1954 and 1955. The first year, it's a total dud. The second year, it's a hit of the century. So you can't explain this story by just saying, oh, well, you know, clearly this is just, the song was good enough. Well, if it was good enough in 55, it should have been good enough in 54. The better explanation is that distribution and circumstances dictated taste far more than the natural quality of the song.
Proving once again, timing is everything, correct?
Timing is everything. You said it.
You know, you also say in your book that was made abundantly clear in the elections last year, or in 2016, is that the culture wars were never over, were they?
Well, no, they're not. No, the culture wars are eternal, and I think that it's important to recognize that a lot of the ideas that I'm talking about, something like the concept of familiar surprises, are very much applicable to the political realm. Think about the fact, for example, that we tend to elect relatively new faces in politics. Trump was not a politician. Barack Obama was a very young politician. George W. Bush, before him, was relatively fresh face for a lot of Americans, even though he was the son of a former president. We tend to elect relatively fresh faces, but what do we want those fresh faces to tell us? We want them to tell us cliches, old messages, traditional ideas, make America great again, hope and change. I mean, those ideas clearly appeal to very different Americans, but they are both fundamentally extremely familiar. So I think it's really important for even politicians to understand that this concept of the familiar surprise is very much applicable in the political realm as well.
The author is Derek Thompson. The name of the book is Hitmakers, How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you very much.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:51. You know, I mentioned all the Best Picture nominees for the Oscars. The Oscar night, of course, March 4th, Sunday evening, a week from Sunday. And we mentioned how the Harkins Theaters in Prescott Valley, the 14-screen theater, is showing every single one of the 9 Best Picture nominees over the next week, sometimes only one or two times. But you want to go to HarkinsTheaters.com and check out that schedule. Well, speaking of movies, AARP Magazine has a monthly feature called Movies for Grown-Ups, and they have listed their own Best Picture nominees for the year. Their nominees, the 5 nominees for Best Movie for Grown-Ups, are Get Out, Lady Bird, The Shape of Water, Star Wars The Last Jedi, and 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And, of course, 4 of those are Oscar Best Picture nominees. For the Best Acting Ensemble, now this is a category that the Screen Actors Guild awards every year. The Oscars do not, but their category Best Ensemble, their 5 nominees, Get Out, Girls Trip, Last Flag Flying, Mudbound, and Murder on the Orient Express. And of course, Get Out is the only Oscar nominee in there. For Best Director, Kenneth Branagh for Murder on the Orient Express, in which he also starred. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Reginald Hudlin for Marshall, the story about Thurgood Marshall. Ridley Scott for All the Money in the World, and Steven Spielberg for The Post. The only ones in that list that don't make the Oscar lists are Branagh for Murder on the Orient Express and Hudlin for Marshall. AARP's nominees for Best Actor include Steve Carell for Battle of the Sexes, Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread, Tom Hanks in The Post, Gary Oldman, who will probably win the Oscar for Best Actor, he becomes Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington in Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Their nominees for Best Actress, Annette Bening as Gloria Graham in an upcoming movie we should see soon here in the Prescott Valley area. The movie is called Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. It's about the final years of a 1940s-50s star, Gloria Graham. Well into her 60s, she moved in with a much, much younger actor, and her complaint was that as she got older and more ill, she would say, "I'm not moving to you with England because film stars don't die in Liverpool." Well, Annette Bening was named by AARP as one of the year's top 5 actresses for that role. Also, Judi Dench for Victoria and Abdul, Salma Hayek in Beatrice at Dinner, Frances McDormand, who is the probable Oscar winner for Best Actress for Three Billboards, and Meryl Streep, who is also nominated Best Actress by the Academy Awards for, of course, The Post. This issue of AARP also has a full-page story on what they call cinema's reigning queen, the great Helen Mirren. Continuing our theme here, AARP's nominees, the five nominees for Best Supporting Actor, William Dafoe for The Florida Project, Lawrence Fishburne for Last Flag Flying, Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins in The Shape of Water, and Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World. Nominees for Best Supporting Actress, Holly Hunter in The Big Sick. I was really surprised she didn't get an Oscar nomination. Allison Janney, who probably will win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for I, Tonya. Melissa Leo in Novitiate. Leslie Manville in Phantom Thread opposite Daniel Day-Lewis, and Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. Now, they have an interesting category called the Best Grown-Up Love Story, and their nominees are Breathe, directed by Andy Serkis, Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, also The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman and Michelle Williams, The Leisure Seeker, starring Helen Mirren and Donald Sutherland, and Our Souls at Night with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. Both getting very close to age 80, they reunite for a film about falling in love in life's third act. And their best intergenerational movie, take the whole family to see this, these films, The Big Sick, The Florida Project, Lady Bird, Marjorie Prime, that's one in which Lois Smith portrays an Alzheimer's patient assisted by a robot replica of her late husband that helps her bond with her daughter, portrayed by Gina Davis, and his or her husband, Tim Robbins. It's not or it is sci-fi. The filmmakers say the technology is possible. And their last choice for best generational movie, Wonder, with the great young actor Jacob Tremblay. And finally, their best time capsule, Battle of the Sexes, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, I, Tonya, and The Post. Hollywood loves to look back, don't they? We'll stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up, and then coming up on Monday, I want you to come back and join me here for Q&A, because my guests Monday will be a local author named William Lynham. He has published some Victorian classics that we'll be talking about, and also Clarkdale hypnotherapist Dr. Elaine Kissel, who will debunk some of the myths and misunderstandings about hypnosis. That is our hypnosis, I should say. That is Q&A Monday at 3, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.